Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in your specification, externalities. By the end of this episode, you're going to feel really confident about this topic. And more importantly, you'll know exactly how to pick up marks in the exam. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is an externality? An externality is a cost or a benefit that falls on a third party, someone who is not directly involved in the production or consumption of a good or service. The key word here is third party. Examiners love it when candidates clearly identify who the third party is. So whenever you answer a question about externalities, always ask yourself, who else is affected? Here's a simple example. A factory produces steel. The factory owners are the producers. The businesses buying steel are the consumers. But what about the people living nearby who breathe in the smoke and pollution? They didn't buy anything, they didn't sell anything, but they're suffering the consequences. Those local residents are the third party, and the pollution is a negative externality in production. Now, here's something that trips up a lot of students. Not all externalities are negative. There are positive externalities too. Think about education. When you go to school, you personally benefit. Better job prospects, higher earnings, that's your private benefit. But society benefits too. Employers get a more skilled workforce, the economy grows, innovation increases. All those people are third parties receiving a positive externality from your consumption of education. So let's get our four types crystal clear, because you need all four for the exam. Type one, negative externality in production. Production creates costs for third parties. Classic example, a coal power station emitting carbon dioxide, causing climate change affecting communities worldwide. Third party, society and future generations. Type 2, negative externality in consumption. Consuming a good creates costs for third parties. Think about someone driving a car. The driver benefits from getting from A to B, but exhaust fumes create air pollution, affecting pedestrians and people with asthma who never got in that car. Third party, non-drivers and the wider public. Type 3, positive externality in production. Production creates benefits for third parties. A fruit farmer plants an orchard. The farmer grows apples and makes money. But nearby beekeepers find their bees have a wonderful new source of nectar and their honey production increases. The beekeepers are the third party, receiving an unexpected benefit. Type 4, positive externality in production. Consuming a good creates benefits for third parties. Vaccinations are a brilliant example. When you get vaccinated, you protect yourself. That's your private benefit. But you also reduce the chance of passing disease to vulnerable people who cannot be vaccinated. The whole community benefits through herd immunity. Classic positive externality in consumption. Now, let's talk about why externalities matter so much. The answer is two words: market failure. In a free market, producers consider their private costs, wages, raw materials, energy. Consumers consider their private benefits, the satisfaction they personally get. But when externalities exist, the market price does not reflect the full cost or benefit to society. The price is wrong. And when the price is wrong, the market produces either too much or too little. Economists call this a misallocation of resources. Let me explain with private costs and social costs, absolutely essential for your exam. Private cost is the cost borne directly by the producer or consumer. Social cost is the total cost to society. That's the private cost plus any external costs imposed on third parties. So social cost equals private cost plus external cost. When a factory pollutes a river, the factory's private cost might be £10 per unit. But the external cost, damage to the river, harm to fish stocks, health problems for local residents, might add another £5 per unit. So the social cost is £15, but the factory only prices in £10. It undercharges, and because it undercharges, it produces more than it should. the market overproduces goods with negative externalities. The opposite is true for positive externalities. Because the market only captures private benefits and ignores external benefits, goods with positive externalities tend to be underproduced. The market doesn't produce enough education, enough vaccinations, enough research and development.
Now let's talk about diagrams, your best friend in the exam. Examiners award credit for well-labelled diagrams showing the divergence between private and social costs or benefits. For a negative externality in production, your diagram should show the marginal social cost curve sitting above the marginal private cost curve. The gap between them represents the external cost – pollution, noise, health damage. The market equilibrium gives output Q1, but the socially optimal output, Q star, is lower than Q1. The market overproduces. That shaded triangle between Q star and Q1 is the welfare loss. For a positive externality in consumption, your diagram shows the marginal social benefit curve sitting above the marginal private benefit curve. The market equilibrium gives output Q1, but the socially optimal output, Q star, is higher. The market underproduces. Again, there's a welfare loss triangle. Always label your axes, always label your curves, and always mark both the market equilibrium and the social optimum. That's how you earn full marks on diagram questions. Right, now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, confusing private costs with social costs. Private cost is what the producer or consumer pays. Social cost includes all costs to society. Always make this distinction explicit in your answer. Common mistake number two, failing to identify the third party. This is the most common error I see. If a question asks you to explain a negative externality, you must name the third party. Don't just say there are negative effects. Say the third party is local residents who suffer increased rates of respiratory illness due to air pollution from the factory. That specificity earns marks. Common mistake number three, assuming all externalities are negative. Remember, positive externalities exist too. If an exam question asks you to explain what is meant by an externality, make sure your answer acknowledges that externalities can be positive or negative. Common mistake number four, confusing externalities with public goods. A public good is non-excludable and non-rival, like national defence or street lighting. An externality is a spillover effect. They are different concepts. Don't mix them up. Here's a memory hook to help you remember the key relationships. Think of the acronym SPEND. S, social cost equals private cost plus external cost. P, positive externalities lead to underproduction. E, external costs cause overproduction. N, negative externalities are the most common exam focus. D, diagrams always show divergence between private and social curves. SPEND, write it down, learn it, use it. All right, it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask five questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is an externality? An externality is a cost or benefit that falls on a third party not directly involved in the production or consumption of a good or service. Question two. Give one example of a negative externality in consumption. Driving a car. The exhaust fumes create air pollution affecting pedestrians and non-drivers. Question 3. What is the difference between private cost and social cost? Private cost is the cost borne by the producer or consumer directly involved. Social cost is private cost plus external costs imposed on third parties. Question 4. In a diagram showing a negative externality in production, which curve is higher, MPC or MSC? MSC. Marginal social cost is higher because it includes the external cost on top of the private cost. Question 5. Does a positive externality lead to overproduction or underproduction? Underproduction, because the market only considers private benefits and ignores the additional external benefits to third parties. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today.
Externalities are spillover effects on third parties, people not directly involved in a transaction. They can be negative, imposing costs, or positive, creating benefits. They are always in both production and consumption. Externalities cause market failure because the price mechanism fails to account for the full social costs or benefits. Negative externalities lead to overproduction, positive externalities lead to underproduction. Both create a welfare loss to society. In this exam, always identify the third party, always draw and label your diagrams, and always distinguish between private and social costs and benefits. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, economics is all around us every single day. Every time you see a factory, a school, a hospital, or a car on the road, think about the externalities involved. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.